So this probably for a lot of you is a very well-known story, but I want to just try and unpack a little bit more about the hidden message behind this. So what I want to try and do is just look at the characteristics of the father, the son, and the brother. So taking the father, first of all, he was old, wise, and wealthy. He obviously loved his family, his two sons, but he also loved his workers who were working for him, like on this big massive estate that he had. But when his son actually comes to him and asks for his inheritance, his son was actually saying to him, "Dad, I want you dead because I want your money now." And so really, with regards to that, he suffers loss and heartache, and therefore ultimately some separation from his family member. He actually, as he watched his child walking away, he loved him so much that he was willing to suffer that pain and that heartache so his child could have that freedom that he felt he needed away from him and away from that, from his father's and that place of where he was loved. So despite that separation, he let him go. But the one thing that the father never did is he never gave up hope. So that's some of his characteristics. So remember them, hold them in your head of what I've just said. The son, he was young, impulsive, and he had a sense of feeling of entitlement. He knew that the father was wealthy. He knew his father had this money and he wanted it now. He wasn't willing to wait. And, you know, you look at life sometimes and how much do we actually want things now rather than waiting? And that's what the son did. And actually, as a result of that, he gets given the money and he goes off and he lives his life as he wanted. And as a result of that, actually, he hits rock bottom because he blows everything. Some of it is his own doing. He loses all his money. And some of it is due to external circumstances. The famine happened and he had absolutely nothing. He was in desperation. He was separated. He was on his own and felt completely worthless and had nothing. And when he was at that point, he made a really difficult decision, and it was to turn his life around. And by doing that, he went back home to his father. And I want to just hold those things of what he felt at that point of the story. And thirdly, looking at the brother, what were some of his characters? His characteristics was that he was faithful, as we heard. He was hardworking, he was reliable, and he knew his place. He knew he was the oldest. He knew he was his inheritance was his when his father was no longer alive. And he just plodded on, did what he was doing each time. But on the return of his brother, you see a different side of him. He becomes jealous. He feels undervalued by his father. And again, sometimes we feel it. He was resentful towards him because suddenly his brother comes out from nowhere and is welcomed and celebrations happen before him. And yet here he has been all his life serving and doing his hard work and yet never seemed to have any party or praise in that way from his father. And that therefore generated anger and rage within him. And so that was another characteristic of how the brother was feeling at that time. Okay, thanks, Chris. So actually, what does this mean to us? And what actions or characteristics from these three actually relate to you? Are you like the father who is willing to give up and let go of things, even though you know it's going to be painful and hard at times? Are you the son who thinks he's entitled to everything and wants to just go off and live his own life and have that separation? Or you're a bit like the brother who is working hard, who's faithful and got everything, but then when things come in and you see other people gaining and having things or being blessed, you get a little bit resentful and maybe almost judging towards them. So what do we learn from those characters? What three things, words that came to my mind particularly were choice, humble, and acceptance. So let me just unpack a little bit more of what I mean about that. Choice. The father, as I've said, he gave up his inheritance to his son. He gave it with free will. He didn't say, well, you can have a little bit and I won't give you any more. He willingly gave what his son had asked. And the son, his actions, well, he actually had consequences. But through those consequences, we also see that he recognized and received forgiveness. And he received, and he was brought back into the family and relationship with his father. Do we move closer or are we going further away from our father? Through the brother as well, we also see that he had been in relationship or is in relationship with his father all the time. But actually, there was the danger that because of that resentment and that anger that was being created when his brother returned, is that actually that would have allowed almost a separation from his father, even though he was there with him all the time. And he didn't see that initially, because it clouded, his feelings clouded his emotion. They clouded how he was actually the truth and where he was already standing at that time. He was in relationship with his father always. We move on to the next one of humble. The son, when he recognized that he had nothing and couldn't survive on his own, made that choice to come back. He recognized as well that he had no right to come back to his father as a son. He actually, as he approached his father, he fell at his feet and pleaded, just started to say, I'm really sorry for what I have done. Can I come back to you and work on your land and be part of your workforce? But immediately the father was like, no, you're my son. I love you so much and I'm welcoming you back home. The brother also had to humble himself as well before his father, because as I say, he was almost in that danger of not realizing what his feelings were doing in separating. And so it was only when the father said to him, but you have been here with me always. I have never held anything back from you. I've always given you everything that you needed. And then the brother recognizes that he had to say sorry to his dad as well and say, yeah, let's celebrate and rejoice in my younger brother being brought back into the family and coming back to him. So it's almost like, do not be proud. How does this relate to you? Things that I'm saying, is it the son, or are you feeling more like the brother in where you are at? We need to humble ourselves before God and recognize that there are things maybe in our own lives that are stopping us in that relationship that we have. There's things that our outside world are stopping us from, as we've just been talking about, meeting and greeting and being with each other. But actually the relationship that's the most important relationship of all is our relationship with God as our Father. He is there with us always. We need to fall at his feet. We live in grace under a new covenant. There's no fear in love. When the son went back to his father, he was not fearful because he knew his father had loved him. He was fearful for his life when he was separated from him and when he had nothing. And in John, 1 John, I'm going to read it to you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. And they're referring to Jesus there. We don't live in the old covenant anymore. We live in the new covenant, which is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came here onto earth, died for us, and rose again. There's no fear in death because we know that Jesus has conquered that. And that our walk and our journey here on this earth, we don't know how long that is. And I struggle at this time when I hear of so many people that are dying, that actually our response is to be prayerfully praying for our souls. Salvation is it through Jesus Christ, not through things that we have or materialistic wealth. It is through the relationship through Jesus Christ, which therefore gives us access directly to God our Father. There's no measuring yard in this. It's not how good or how well we have responded to things. It is a, do you believe in Jesus? Yes or no? That is the gateway back to our Father. And if we are feeling like the brother at this time, where we are in relationship with God, we have to be mindful that we are all accepted through him. We are all accepted and unconditionally loved through because of what Jesus has done for us. The Father is representing is that arms open wide is like Jesus on the cross when his arms were stretched wide apart as far as they could go. That's how much our Father loves us through allowing his Son Jesus to die on the cross for us. He reaches out to us no matter how we may have strayed from him or why we have strayed and we have been lost. The lost coin was just lost. It was no fault of its own. It just got lost. The sheep may have got lost because he aimlessly wandered away. And before he knew it, he was so far away from the shepherd. There was no way he felt that he could be found. But yet God reaches out and finds sinners. He finds us when we are lost and lonely. And he has arms stretched out. And we must remember that today we are children of God and that we have to show that in our words, our actions, and through our faith. We have a responsibility to talk about this love for God and be that light within our community. And I know it's difficult when we are isolated and we feel worthless sometimes that we can't do anything. The greatest thing we can do is to pray and ask God to help us to be that voice. And just as I finish, I want to read from Peter, 1 Peter 1, verses 9 to 13. Verses 13 to 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his mercy, great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So, my question is, do you choose to be closer to the Father? And if so, how are you going to do that day by day as we face these trials and tribulations that we are in today? Amen.